May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text comes from the gospel reading, including these words. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" This is our text. You may be seated. Dear saints, you learned, and Martin Luther wrote this: "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. You cannot, by your own efforts, under your own power, believe in Jesus Christ or even come to him in any meaningful way, according to Luther, according to Scripture. You have to be led to Jesus. Someone has to bring you there. That someone is the Holy Spirit, by means of the gospel through the Word of God. That's how you find Jesus. Not by chance, not by choice. You must be called, enlightened, and led. The Magi, the wise men, also had to be led to Jesus, but perhaps not in the way that we typically imagine. Often we may reason that, well, they were simply following this weird star in the sky, and wherever it went, they went. The text does say that the wise men saw his star when it rose. But so did lots of other people, presumably. Whatever the phenomenon was, it wasn't only visible to these wise men from the east. It was right up there in the sky. Everyone had access to see it. But only these wise men knew what the star meant. Out of all the people who had the prophecies of the Old Testament, only these understood. They recognized the star as something about which the Hebrew Scriptures testified. Which scriptures? In the book of Numbers, we meet a fellow named Balaam, son of Beor. He's the one who has the talking donkey, but that's not really part of this story. Balak, king of the Moabites, hired Balaam to utter curses against God's people Israel, because the Moabites were terrified of them. They had seen what God did to Egypt in bringing the people out. They had seen what God was doing to all the nations that opposed Israel as they moved about. So Balak figured one good curse on Israel from this Balaam would keep the Israelites at bay. But it didn't matter how much they paid Balaam. Oh, and he did take the money. He was only able to speak the words God gave him. These words were always words of blessing upon God's people, and never a curse. And in his final oracle, we are told this: "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Balaam, and he uttered these words, 'The oracle of him who hears the words of God and knows the knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, falling down with his eyes uncovered. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. There's the star, signaling the rising of the scepter of this future king of Judah, prophesied centuries before it happened. Now, there is an ancient tradition that when Daniel was taken captive by the Babylonians and carted off to exile with the rest of the Jews, the tradition says that Daniel, who was a very wise man himself, taught the wise men of Babylon and Persia his interpretation that this star would signal the Messiah. But even if not, Daniel's own visions, recorded in the book of Daniel, report that 490 years after the rebuilding of the temple, the Messiah would reign. These magi had the Jewish scriptures. They stole them, if you will, from the Jews, and some of them were written during the captivity. But why were they wise men? Because they studied the scriptures. They learned them. They searched for how they would be fulfilled. Only they recognized what it meant, what this star meant, and only then by the power of God's word through which the Holy Spirit worked. God's word led them to understand the star. God's word led them to Jesus. And when they get to Jerusalem seeking the king, where kings of Judah should be, they are told he would be born in Bethlehem. How did they know that? From the prophet Micah, a book written after that captivity, which the wise men would not have had. And this word of God, aided by the star, led them to Jerusalem. And the Messiah was revealed to them, this infant king. They beheld their God there in Bethlehem, and they worshipped him. God's word had led these wise men to Jesus. And it is no different for us. God's word led you and continues to lead you to Jesus. You were brought to Jesus through the word combined with the water of baptism. You were brought to Jesus through the word proclaimed into your ear. The word of God led you to Jesus. He brought you to himself, not the other way around. Without God revealing Jesus to you, Jesus remains hidden and unknown. Merely a first century Jewish carpenter, an itinerant rabbi, an executed criminal. Yet with God's word, Jesus is revealed to be God in the flesh, King of kings, Lord of lords, Savior of the world, your Savior. With God's word, we see Jesus as the one, the only one, who can save us from our sins, the only one worthy of our worship and our best gifts. Led by God's word, we see the cross as victory, the church as our home, and one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. You can, of course, ignore God's word, and even we Christians tend to do that from time to time. The wise men weren't forced to be where Jesus was. They didn't have to go where the word of God led them. Likewise, in our stubbornness, we can choose to not be where Jesus is, where he has revealed himself to be hidden in the word and the sacrament, received by faith, not by sight. Yet here, nevertheless, the wise men traveled great distances over months, maybe even years, to see Jesus. Surely we can travel half an hour or so in our climate-controlled vehicles to be where he is. The wise men pored over the ancient scrolls, possibly day and night, to understand what this star meant, who this Jesus would be. Surely we can pop out our phones for 20 minutes a day and read God's word. Like the wise men, we are led by God's word to be where Jesus is and to worship him. Without God's word, there is no leading to Jesus. It is Jesus that offers us his gifts, and we return to him our thanks and praise. The wise men's devotion to God and his word didn't stop after they saw Jesus. Once there, they gave him their gifts. They worshiped him. Then, warned in a dream to not go back to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. They followed God's word again. And so God's word continues to lead us. It leads us all our life through. It leads us to choose the right and reject the wrong. It leads us to keep our eyes focused on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. God's word leads us to live out lives of service to others according to wherever God has placed us. God's word remains as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path our whole life through, constantly leading us to Jesus. When we sin, God's word leads us to repentance and faith. When we wander, God's word leads us home, back to Jesus, back to his church. May we, like the wise men, continue to rely on the word of God to lead us to Jesus until he leads us home to heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.